Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This podcast is recorded on traditional lands. We pay respect to elders past, present, and emerging, and extend that respect to any First Nations, Aboriginal, and Torres Strait Islander peoples who may be listening. Hi, Molly.
Hi, Jess.
Just a quick disclaimer.
So the beautiful Tanya is currently gallivanting around the world on an adventure.
She's living her best life overseas, which unfortunately means she's had to make the choice to step down from her co-host position. We hope to see you and hear your pterodactyl noise whenever you're next in Australia.
Can you please do it?
See, it's not as good.
It just doesn't hit.
No.
If you don't understand that reference, you have to go back and listen to the pod. Sorry. So because of this, we thought we'd have a little rebrand moment.
Molly finally let me out of my producer cage and I'm now a co-host.
Yay, can we get some snaps for Jess? Snaps
and for because Jess. The dynamic between Molly and I is a bit different.
Yeah, I actually fucking hate Jess. And our new podcast is called Kinda Silly. So instead of gorgeous, greasy problems when you're driving and looking up our podcast as you're texting and driving, you can look up Kinda Silly, or you can go, hey Siri, play Kinda Silly, and we'll fucking come up, bitch.
Oh my God, my... Oh my goodness, my... Oh my God, my Siri just activated because Molly said that.
Why is yours a man?
He's
got like a little, my sister's Siri is Irish and it's so funny.
Oh my God, my sister's is the Irish man.
That's so, what would you like?
I think it's the Irish man on my watch and also on my phone, but my iPad is just like Australian man. I don't know why.
That's camp.
I just haven't been bothered to change it. Anyway, that was kind of silly.
Yes. Yes. See, so basically we're in our silly era. We've done our problem solving era, which was slay. So now you are, the listeners are the sillies.
The sillies? Oh, that's perfect.
That's our fan base. All 10 of you. but yeah, welcome sillies. Welcome to
Kinda.
Wait, welcome to Kinda Silly.
Yeah. Hi, Molly.
Hi, Jess. Welcome back. We've had a little hiatus from the pod.
We have.
So as you heard in our intro, we're now kinda silly.
We're kinda silly.
So you guys are the silly gang. I like that.
Silly gang or the sillies.
Ooh, we're going to put that out.
Let us know in the comments.
Yeah, let us know in the comments that aren't on. I'm actually going to put that on our podcast Instagram page.
Oh, yeah.
And you can vote for your little fucking fandom name because I know all 10 of you are waiting with bated breath. But seriously.
And we love all 10 of you.
Silly gang or sillies? Fuck, I'll have to have a think about that. Mm. But we'll let you know next time. But yeah.
So we've decided with our rebrand that we're going to do a little bit of a structural change to the podcast.
It's going
to
be a bit shorter. So different now. So different.
So different. It's going to be a little bit shorter. It's going to be more frequent. We just thought, you know, we should have a little bit of a change. And you know what? Each week we're going to come up with a topic and we're going to chat to you guys about it and get your feedback on it too.
And these are topics that I have felt like, here's my thing. Okay. So I'm on TikTok. If you are somehow at the podcast right now, but you haven't found me from TikTok, I don't know where the fuck you've come from, but hey.
Slay.
But like, often I have a lot of shit to say.
Mm.
And I just don't feel like TikTok
is the place.
Yeah, I like...
Podcasts are great for this.
Podcasts are great. Like, I have things that I want to talk about where... But when I try to do it on TikTok, I kind of give myself the ick. But I think this is good because I need... You guys, like, obviously all are obsessed with me. That's why you're here.
Yeah.
So I know you want to hear every thought I have. And often there's things that, like... For example, I'll make a TikTok about something, but everything I make a TikTok about, like I have like 15 minutes more that I could discuss on it. You know what I mean? Mm. So yeah, this is a fucking privilege for you right now, guys. You get to hear all of my little thoughts.
Oh my God.
And Jess is just going to fucking come along for the ride.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just here. So what's our topic this week? What do you got to say?
All right, Jess, this is something I feel so passionately about. It's what you shouldn't have on your dating profile, you moron.
That is a really good topic.
Because I think there's certain things people do that piss me off and I need to talk about it.
Yep, I agree.
So for starters, Jess, you're obviously not on dating apps because you are in a relationship.
I am.
With a Jason. Can I say his name?
Yeah.
Jason Derulo. Yeah, Jess is actually dating Jason Derulo.
Yeah, that's so true.
But Jess, have you ever been on dating apps?
I have. I was on Tinder for a small amount of time. I was on Hinge for a small amount of time. Tinder is a hookup app.
Look, yes and no. Yes and I've
literally never seen anyone on Tinder that's been like, I have won a relationship.
I have.
Really?
I've been on dates with people from Tinder.
Oh, okay.
And fair enough. I think like, and also my cousin got married from Tinder.
Really?
Yeah, he's engaged.
Oh my God.
I think people have like kind of preconceived ideas of each app, which is fair. I think for most people, Tinder's the fuck app. Hinge is like you probably want something a bit more
probably
serious.
Probably the dating app, yeah.
But also, I have been on 8 dates from Tinder.
Okay, fair enough. So what are you on? What apps are you on?
All right, so I'm on...
So if you want to date Molly, yep. You can go...
You better fucking put your preferences to hot cunt. So I'm on Tinder and I'm also on Hinge.
Oh, okay, there you go.
At the moment. I just... No hate to all the other ones. I just can't. I'm too many is too much. So I'm on the apps and I've been on like dates and stuff from the apps.
Yeah.
There's like certain things that keep coming up that make me want to scream into the abyss. So I think with dating profiles, let's talk about boring prompts.
Ooh, like the Hinge prompts.
Oh my God.
Give me an example.
Oh, okay. So
my memory.
All right. So with, I'm in a committed relationship. I don't even remember Hinge.
I don't even remember what it was like to be single.
But basically on Hinge, so you can do prompts that are like, for example, some of the most boring ones that I've seen.
I want someone to go on adventures with.
What kind of adventures? Where? What do you like to do? What are your hobbies?
What the fuck? Here's my thing.
An adventure? What's an adventure to you?
That's what I mean. Like,
you give zero context.
Yeah.
You can classify so many things as an adventure. You can't just say, I want to go on adventure.
Also, it's so boring. Like, I want to go on adventures. Where? An adventure to some people could be like, oh, I want to go to Macca's, which is McDonald's, at like 11 at night. But to some people, an adventure could be like, I want to go
to Japan.
Yeah, like it could be like...
Let's go climb Mount Fuji.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like when people are like, I want to go on adventures, I'm like, well, what the fuck are you talking about? Also, it's like so boring. Like, fuck, you're boring.
No,
boring cunt.
But also, if you just say like if you don't specify what kind of adventure, it kind of sets you up as the kind of person that wants the other person to do everything and come up with the adventures. And, you know, like that's... I don't know if I'm reading too much into that, but if I ever see that, I'm usually like, okay, well, they're lazy. They want someone else to figure that out. Because if you were like, I want someone to go on hikes with, then it's like, okay, well, now you're narrowing your pool down to like the kind of people that you want to actually date.
If I saw someone go, I want to go on hikes, that's an ex. That is sorry. I don't want to go on a fucking hike. Why the fuck would I want to go on a
hike? That was just an example, but also if I saw that, I'd probably be like, yeah, nah.
So yeah, boring prompts give me the fucking ick. And I see that all the time. And I always see, I want to go on adventures. And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck that means. And you're basic. Also, these are like the red flag things that I see. People on Tinder, I see this all the fucking time.
What is it?
They will literally write in their bio, I'm a giant red flag.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
They will literally write, I'm a giant red flag. And on like Hinge, like, don't go out with me if you don't want a giant red flag.
Can I say something about that?
Yeah.
That's fucking pathetic.
Yeah. No, it is. It's so
You write that. You are pathetic.
Also,
you need to do better. You're pathetic.
Also, you know what I've realized from being on these apps and going on dates with people? Mm-hmm. If someone has "I'm a giant red flag" in their bio, believe them. Because they are red flag. If someone has that in their bio and it's "I'm a giant red flag," they are a giant red fucking flag. Take it at face value. Don't make it an ego thing where you're going to try and question what they say. They are a giant red flag. If they write it there, they wrote it for a
100%.
They wrote it for a reason.
They've had a past.
Yeah. And I just, but like.
They've done some stuff to some people.
Okay? Yeah. And if I see that, I'm like, okay, cool. Bye. Because I'm like, why the fuck would I want you then, you fucking loser? Next thing.
The only thing is though, if like you're writing "I'm a giant red flag," then that just sets you up. Like it genuinely, it either sets you up to get other toxic people to swipe up on your profile, or people will only look at your profile as like, okay, well, you're just a hookup person.
Yeah.
No one will look at you like you want a relationship and be in a relationship. Because essentially, dating apps, you're basically advertising yourself to be dateable or to, you know, to get fucked.
Yeah.
So it's like, why would you, like, that's, it's such a turnoff.
Yeah.
If you're scrolling through and you're like, oh, this person's really hot. Oh, they're a fucking, okay, fuck you. I'm either going to fuck you or
well, that's the thing. I'm not going to reply. If you have "I'm a giant red flag" in your bio, sorry, but everyone who interacts with your profile is probably going to be shit. Because you're going to invite in, as you
it's
said.
It's not funny.
No, it's not. And you're going to invite in toxic people who
you know
are
what
like,
is funny though? Like if you had like a profile and it was like you photoshopping like good pictures of yourself with into like photos of celebrities.
That's fine.
Like that's hilarious. I'd be like, wow, that's a green flag.
That's a green flag. Well, another one that like irritates me so much
to no end
when people on the apps write, "I'm the type of texter who doesn't text back." It's like, dude, you are literally, as you said, if like we treat these apps like a sort of, sounds a bit businessy, but like advertisement to what you're like, great, okay, so you're shit at communicating. Cool, bye. Like
bye.
If you can't, like, sorry, but we don't live in like the fucking stone ages. Part of life now is communicating and like through phones. So if you can't communicate, like, I don't care if you're
do
not
better.
Do better, but also like if you like have a busy day and you don't want to be on your phone as much, even if you say like, "Hey, I'm just letting you know I'm having a really busy day.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be away from my phone."
If you have a busy job, if you have a job that's, you know, like requires you to be like MIA for an extended period of time, just fucking say that. Just be like, "Hey, I've got work from this to this, so I won't be able to text you.
I won't be on my phone."
Yeah. So like if you just say that, that's literally all you have to say. Yeah. And if the person like texts back and is like, "That's not okay," then they're the toxic one and they're the red flag. But it's like,
yeah. But I get if you're like the type of person who doesn't like being on their phone and you really like appreciate live.
But here's the thing.
Yeah, you're gone.
Here's the thing. The dating app, get this, the dating app is on your phone.
Yeah.
So if you say, "I'm the type of person that's not going to text back,"
like,
then get off the app.
Yeah. Then go fucking go to bars and meet people like that. But also like, sorry, if you're the type of texter who doesn't text back, again, you're going to attract people who don't text. I mean, it might work.
You're either,
favor.
Again, you're setting yourself up to be the hookup person.
Yep.
And get really shit people.
Yeah. I mean, you're setting yourself up for people who also don't text back, and then neither of you will text, and then you'll never fucking go anywhere.
At the end of the day, at least these people are honest.
Yeah. literally true.
And it's good for the people that are like actually on there for a reason.
Yeah.
So they can scroll past you.
Yeah.
But if you're actually trying to like be in a relationship from the apps, like,
yeah.
Because
like I would see that and be like, there's 3 photos of you, whatever. There's hardly anything to go off. So if one of your only prompts is, "I don't text," sorry. But
even if you were world famous, if I was single and I was on a dating app and I saw like either of those things, I'd be like, okay, bye.
Yeah.
Sorry, Ben Affleck.
Also, Ben Affleck's on fucking Tinder in Sydney. But yeah, like I am judging you very quickly. Like that's the nature of apps. I'm judging what you have on your profile.
I'm judging you all the time.
I'm judging you.
I'm judging you right now.
Even when we start dating, I'm fucking no, but like you don't have anything to go off. With what you see, you hardly have anything. So people are going to see and make a judgment of you very quickly from the shit you write. So if you write, "I'm a red flag" or "I don't text," bye. Sorry. Yeah. You've just told
me. Get out of here.
Get out of here. All right. Another one. This is probably controversial.
Okay. Hit me with it.
Anyone who uses the laughing emoji in their profile.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Sorry. Okay, can we actually talk about this? Because I think this is a really interesting
phenomenon. The laughing emoji.
Because this
pandemic.
Is the pandemic of the laughing emoji. The laughing emoji I find so interesting.
It just signifies to me
yep.
that you're a millennial
yep.
or you're making a joke by pretending to like feed into millennial cringe.
Yes. But the thing is with the laughing emoji, and yeah. I'm posing this question to people listening as well. I think this is quite an interesting thing.
Yeah.
Okay. In my life, with the people who I'm friends with, for example, all my friends who I'm very close with find the laughing emoji fucking cringe. Like yes. all my closest friends.
Yeah.
However, like if someone uses the laughing emoji in their profile, do you think that's a strong enough reason to X them? Or should it be a thing of like, hang on, maybe they're not chronically online and don't overthink this too much and maybe I should give them a chance?
That's a really good question.
Because I've done that before. I've been like, I see they use the laughing emoji, I cringe and I go, that's...
You still give them a chance?
Well, it just it depends. For me, okay.
I feel like it's all up to context.
It's up to
if
context.
If you get someone on either of those apps, right, and they have the laughing emoji and you're like, oh, cringe, but then you're like, oh, should I still give them a chance? I think it really is dependent on how old they are
yeah.
on their profile.
Yeah.
If they're genuinely a millennial, I think it's fine.
Yeah.
And I think if they're Gen Z, you have to be like, okay, are they making a joke?
If you're listening to this and you're like, this is ridiculous, I think I know I've had chats with people about this. And like, I know for a lot of my friends, it would be a deal breaker. I know it sounds fucking ridiculous, but it's more like, okay, for me, this is my thing. For the type of person who I think I will end up with, I think they need to be chronically online.
They just need to be able to get your humor.
Yeah, they need to
and
be
if
able
you,
to, yeah.
And if you see that, because there was a whole like trend back yeah. like a couple years ago where we all established that emoji was cringe.
Yeah.
So if they haven't gone through that, I feel like they're not going to connect with you on a level that you want them to connect with you on.
However, and I'm going to pose an argument, what if they're just not on TikTok and Instagram and like all that
I don't think
much.
You're going to get along with them.
I know.
I don't think you're going to get along with them.
But
I
isn't
think
that
if you
so
are,
bad?
I guess so. But the thing is, you got to be true to who you are.
Oh, yeah.
If you see the emoji and you're like, come on.
Cringe.
If you literally have that cringe reaction, you are chronically online. So you need to
be with another person who's
yeah.
Look.
If someone doesn't get your chronically onlineness, what the fuck are you going to talk about?
I know. It's one of those things.
You are literally a content creator, Molly.
I know.
If you don't like, if you're not with someone that like at least kind of under, because I feel like I'm somewhat chronically online.
You
like,
are so, you are chronically online.
Yeah.
But you get internet culture.
But even, yeah, I get it to an extent. I don't go on TikTok very often. I really don't. Like, I go on it every now and again, and it's usually to see how your TikToks are going. But like, I don't really go on that app. I go on Instagram.
Yeah, you're a real
bitch.
But
the thing, like, I
yeah,
still
you're
get
like,
it.
Ew, millennials. Meanwhile, you use fucking Reels, you hypocrite.
I know. But so, it's because I'm dating a millennial. But the see, this is the thing. Like, Jason uses the laughing emoji.
That's
sometimes.
Oh, okay. So you.
But that's what I said. I said that before.
Right.
I said if they're a millennial, I think it's fine.
Right.
Because they are not a part of the.
But that's what. But you can see past that. Is that because internet culture?
If they are Gen Z and they're still using it, yeah. And it's unironic. That's when I think that's a deal breaker.
Here's my thing.
If they're a millennial, that's just how they grew up.
Here's my thing. As a person, obviously, I wouldn't have a problem if you use the laughing emoji. I don't give a fuck. But like, as my partner, I need to know that you're basically the same as me, right? Like you, like in terms of like, you need to be really, like I need someone who's like basically just me.
The whole thing is like, is your personality going to clash yeah. with my personality?
And the thing is with humor, I think a lot of people, and I know a lot of people feel this as well. For me, it's not necessarily like it's humor that's the big deal in like a partner. It's like
the understanding.
It's like I use humor to relate to the world.
Yeah.
To literally relate, to understand, to communicate. And if I have to explain shit,
yeah.
I'm like, fuck me. So yeah. For me, the laughing emoji in itself is not a red flag. Like it wouldn't set yeah. me off, and I would like to think that I would give them another chance. However,
but that's the basis of it, right?
Yeah,
we're not being like, oh my god, the emoji is actually disgusting, and I would throw up if I saw it. But like at the end of the day, the basis of this whole emoji thing, the metaphor surrounding yeah. it, is that like you need to be able to relate to your partner and yeah. be able to communicate and understand every. Like if you have to explain shit to them all the goddamn time.
Yeah.
I'd be like,
I do find it easier to talk to people if they're like, slay purr, meow. Like if they're fucking chronically online as well, it's easier. Mm-hmm. Like, sorry, but it's like,
no, and I
it's
agree.
Like, I have this thing. Sometimes I'll walk away and I'll be like, look, like they were really lovely, but I didn't feel like we were not like a spark. I don't think there has to be a spark. However, I think there has to be like a sense of back and forth and like they're on your level.
Yeah.
And like for me, I've spoken to my friends about this and been like, oh, like, you know, I just don't know if we're like on the same page humor wise, but I think there's other things that were really nice and stuff. And my friends were like, have been like, Molly, like that's something you really value. That's something you really give a shit about.
Yeah, 100%.
And I know from a non-dating point of view, I know what it's like to meet friends and be like, okay, instantly I feel like we're going to click. Yeah. I've been on dates with people and then spoken to other people, even in a friendship sense, and be like, look, I wouldn't date you, but I immediately click with you. And I think there has to be on dates. I think it's what you said. It's like you need to feel like you can click.
Yeah.
You have to be able to be back and forth.
Yeah.
And you have to be able to be on the same level humor-wise. Mm-hmm. But then it's difficult again because I've met people and they've been so cringe when I've met them. And then like you, no, I'm joking. No, but I've met people.
So I'm going to leave. No, but thank you so much for tuning in.
You're an example though as well. When we met, like, because we did Jess and I met in a musical. You were really shy and awkward.
I was, yeah.
You were. You were really shy and awkward. And I remember being like, oh yeah, I like she's nice. I don't like she's quite shy. But as it grew, we became better friends yeah. and shit. And it's like interesting because it's like that's the annoying thing about dating because you're going into it being really judgmental and being like,
and you sort of are only giving them like a couple chances.
Yeah,
but instead of like 4 years.
That's why I'm sort of like
when we became friends, like we knew each other for about 2 years yeah. before we became like really good friends.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
and so that's why with the laugh, I think it's actually a really important like. It's really like interesting.
You know what? At the end of the day, let's make a pact collectively yep. okay. as a generation.
If you see
the laughing emoji, just give them a chance.
Yeah.
Because
you never know.
You never know.
And I think that's fair because
it's all up to context. Because, you know, if the laughing emoji is in conjunction with a bunch of other cringe stuff that you're like, okay, oh god.
But that's a great, like if they're not chronically online, but they're really fucking funny. Like if they're not chronically online, but they've got great banter.
It's all up to context.
Yes.
Again, it's all up to context.
Yeah.
But I think that we should all give the laughing emoji
a chance. No, I do agree because I think that's fair.
Okay, to close this one out, what's another red flag? What's the last red flag?
This is disgusting. The Snapchat filter.
Oh, fuck. Oh.
With the devil horns.
No.
And like,
and also the dog one from back in the day.
The dog one is grim, but the worst one is the grainy. If someone on their profile, their dating profile, has like the grainy photo with the devil horns.
No.
If you, and also,
but like, you if you're going to upload photos of yourself to advertise yourself on a dating app, you want ones that actually showcase what you actually fucking look like.
Last thing, this is mean. This is a little bit mean. Not mean, but it's like honest. if your first photo, this isn't a red flag, this is just like a bit harsh.
A little bit cringe.
No, if your first photo is a photo with, say, three people and you're the least attractive friend,
ooh,
I know this is mean. Don't put that photo on of your friends.
Just, that's not even like a red flag. That's just advice.
Yeah. Don't if you're...
Again, it's an advertisement of you, basically, which is a terrible thing to say. But like, it is.
Yeah.
And you're trying to make you yourself look the best that you can. Yeah. So you're picking all of your best
if you've got
to entice the masses.
I have a friend called Michaela. Hey, Michaela. She's fucking stunning. I would not put me and her as my first photo. I just wouldn't, because
she is stunning.
Not in a way that's like putting myself down. So I don't want people then for the next photo to see me and be like, oh, because they've already got something to compare it to. I know that sounds harsh, but if you've got a photo with three of your friends, consider it putting it later so that people can see you. Because we want people... No, genuinely, you want people
It's about you.
It's about you.
Your dating profile.
Yeah.
No one needs to know about your friends.
I think guys have that a lot where they have like photos with mates.
But then also like sometimes I'll go... Like when I was single and I was on dating apps, there would be like guys' profiles where I wouldn't know which guy
fucking one it was.
Is the
if
guy.
Every single photo is a group photo, guys, it's not fucking Where's Wally. We need to know quickly like which one's
go
which.
Go put a jacket on and some nice pants and walk outside and get someone to take a fucking photo of you sniffing a flower or some shit and put it, that's the first photo.
And get the photos to like be the vibe that you want to put off. And I know that sounds really harsh
it
to say.
It feels like it should be obvious.
Yeah. But it's not.
But some people really don't see that.
No. I'm sorry. On the dating apps, if you have three hot friends on your first photo, don't put a photo of
don't
you
do
and the friends. Because
that's
I'm
such
sorry.
A bad idea.
Then you're going to look fugly. But you are. You're going to look fugly in comparison to your friends.
What's that movie where they have...
Dodgeball.
The one where they have the one ugly friend. What's it called?
Oh, the Duff.
The Duff.
She's not fucking ugly.
She's not even fucking ugly, first of all. But you're going to look like the Duff if you do that.
And it's harsh. Put you first. It's about you. And also, you don't want people to already be comparing you to other people.
Oh, 100%. Also, stop with the mirror selfies with the dim lighting.
Yeah,
you look like shit.
I need to be able to see you. I need
turn the light on.
Turn
stop doing. If you're gonna do a mirror selfie, at least make it hot. Like pose. There are so many times where, like, when I was single and I was genuinely on these apps, right? I would go past someone's account and there would be a mirror selfie, and they would be like kind of leaned, but they would like have nothing in their eyes, and they would be trying to look like it's sexy, but it's like because the light is yellow and the camera quality shit. Like,
it's just
don't
bad.
Do that.
Don't.
It looks bad, and it looks like you put no effort.
I listened to this podcast, can't remember where, but she said this and I thought it was really good. She was like, have a photo of you doing a solo photo that's nice. Have a photo of you doing something you like.
Yeah.
Have a photo with mates later on. Mm. Later on.
And be specific about your goddamn hobbies.
Yeah.
On the prompts.
Yeah. And make your prompts that like are engaging. Like I showed my friends my Hinge profile and she was like, Molly, this doesn't say anything about you. Yeah. And I was like, okay, that's fair. So then I updated it and I've gotten one of my prompts is, I strongly believe that Katara and Zuko should have ended up together because it's fucking true.
That's actually, oh my God. If anyone doesn't believe you as well, like
I know.
If anyone's like going to argue, that's red flag.
And
you've gotten your target. That is so specific.
It's so specific. It's people,
and it gets people that have seen it.
Yep.
Oh my God.
But it's
God.
Great.
I fucking agree with you.
Right. And I get so many people pop, like Aang was fucking 12.
Did you see?
He was a literal child. And like,
I know.
Like, why the fuck would Katara and
Aang... I don't care about the context of The Legend of Korra either. Zuko and Katara should have ended
Zuko
up...
Zuko and Katara. Sorry, sidetrack.
Zuko was...
We ended up... We wanted this episode to be a bit shorter. I'm sorry. I have to say this. Zuko and Katara had so much chemistry.
Passion.
They had the...
More energy.
They had the perfect enemies to lovers.
Enemies to friends to lovers.
Enemies to friends to lovers. And Aang was this fucking little year seven.
He was 2 years old.
He was 2 years old. And it was like her younger brother vibes. Zuko
she was taller than him, so it kind of put me off. Not gonna lie.
Okay, like we love short kings, but in this case, Aang was a kid. And like Zuko and Katara.
She looked like a young adult.
Yeah.
And he looked like a child.
And Zuko and her, it went. The scene at the end where.
Oh, don't get
where,
me started.
Where doesn't Zuko save Katara at one point? Imagine if Zuko, like she saved him and then they stood up, they looked at each other and they kissed.
I know.
It is Avatar the Last.
Everyone felt that.
Avatar, The Last Airbender, the TV show, is a perfect show.
Put that on your dating profile. Put on your dating profile that you watched that show and you liked it.
Avatar, The Last Airbender.
You'll get the good eggs.
Avatar, The Last Airbender is a perfect show. But if they had that romance...
If you went on a dating profile, to close this out, if you went on a dating profile and someone had the opposite opinion...
Yeah, red flag.
And they were like, I don't think that Katara and Zuko should I think it was perfect the way it was. And I think that Aang and Katara were perfect together and that Zuko should go piss off. Red flag.
Yeah, red flag.
They're a walking red flag.
Red flag.
And they probably don't text back. And they've got photos of themselves on their profile with a fish.
Yeah, that's honestly, I think this is another, we're going to do a part two of this because I think I have more to say.
Okay. Bye.
Love you.
Hey, Molly, we're doing some rapid fire.
So welcome, bitches, to our rapid fire section. I thought of this at 3 a.m. whilst taking a piss.
This week, we're going to do Would You Rather? So I'm going to ask you a little question, right?
Yep. And I haven't heard this question. No.
Okay. So would you rather go on a 7-hour mountain hike with the last person you had a fight with or go on a date with your last manic crush and your mum? Like your mum is there at the date. You're not going on a date with your mum, but she's there. Let's unpack this.
Oh my
God. So the first one, going on a hike, on a 7-hour mountain hike with the last person you had a fight with.
Who did I last have a fight with? Hang on, let me have a think. Oh, no, that doesn't count. Oh my God.
The cogs. I can see the cogs whirring in your brain.
No, I remember who it is. Oh my God. Okay, that's literally so awkward. Like, imagine literally climbing a mountain. Oh,
for seven hours. It's like a huge mountain.
It'd be hard, wouldn't it? I think it's the type of thing where if I was climbing with them, the last person I had a fight with, I'd just walk ahead.
For 7 hours? At some point, you're going to have to speak to them.
So at one point, they fall over.
You're going on the hike with them. You're not just hiking next to them. You're going on the hike with them. They're there with you.
Do they have to be a meter behind me at all times?
They've got to be near you.
Oh, fuck.
Like you're there together at the hike. You came there. You probably drove there.
Oh, God. Together. And we have to drive back together.
Yeah, yeah. And you have to hike up and down that mountain. That's a 7-hour hike. 7 hours.
God damn it. And we have to talk to each other?
Probably at some point. I mean... Because you got to stop along the way and recharge. And you're probably going to have lunch with them.
Oh, my God. What did I pack for lunch?
A cheese sandwich.
Oh, that'd make it all worth it. Okay, that's really tough. And the other one is, sorry, so my mum and my manic crush.
Yeah, going on a date with your manic crush and your mum is coming with you.
Just for context, my I get a lot of manic crushes where for two
Don't
days.
Don't we all?
But I really do. Every week it's who's next?
I need a new crush. Which one of you? Which one of you at my work is going to be my crush for today?
fuck, but my mum's there. Fucking killing the vibe.
So think for a second. Think for a second. Who was your last manic crush?
Do I have to have met them?
Yes.
All right, who's my...
It's got to be one of those ones where you see them fairly regularly for a short amount of time. Maybe if it was in a theatre show.
Let me get the crush. Let me get them in my head. Yeah, got it. Kill myself.
And your mum is there with you on the date.
Fucking hell, Jude. Killing the absolute
vibes. Dinner.
You know what? You know what? Mum and the crush. Because, listen. If my mum's there, I have a thing where I think if you introduce your crush to either your friends or your family, you kind of very quickly realise... if you actually have a crush on them or if they
suck. That's so true. Right? It's actually quite good because then you'll see how they act around your mum.
And around Mama
And if they're
Jude.
Rude to your mum, you can be like, that's it.
Yeah.
Crush squash.
And I think also the nature of crushes for me, the manicness of them is that I put them on a pedestal.
That's
and
so
they,
true.
Yeah. And that they kind of become this person that isn't real. But if they're on a hike with my mum, then I know how to interact with my mum. I think my mum would ground me. Which is ironic because we're not on the ground because we're on a fucking mountain.
Well, technically, you're on the ground of the mountain.
Shut up, Jess, you fucking cunt.
Okay.
But we'd be on this mountain and I think it would be good because two things would happen. My manic, let's presume I still have a crush on them. I think by the end of the 7 hours, I would know if there was actually a potential there or if I would know if I never fucking wanted to speak to this person ever again.
All right, well, there you go.
That's my answer.
Going on a date with your mum in the crush. Sorry. I love that.
ew. But do I have to tell my mum I have a crush on them?
Yeah. That's, oh. Yeah. Everything's out in the open.
But what if I don't like vulnerability?
Who gives a fuck?
All right, that's my answer. Mummy and manic crush.
Snaps.
Hey guys, thanks for listening. Don't forget to give us a rating on Spotify or wherever you're listening to this, and follow our TikTok and Instagram at Kinda Silly Podcast. Stay silly.
That's kind of silly.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.